We welcome to the program this weekend Jasper Person. Jasper is the Clean Team Lead Facilitator for Programming and Services for Hardin County. Jasper, welcome, sir.
Oh, great to be here, Dennis. Thank you so much for having us.
Fantastic to sit down and talk with you. When I say clean team, a lot of people are going, huh? Are you like a cleaning service? I'm sure that's probably what they're thinking right now, right?
All the time, Dennis. All the time. We get, wondering if we're able to come and clean offices or outdoor spaces or whatever it may be. But CLEAN is an acronym. It stands for Choices, Leadership, Energy, Attitude, and Now.
And what does all that mean?
Yeah, so it really represents a framework and a curriculum that we designed that's specific to help really anybody begin to think about the choices that we're making on a day-to-day basis. We always say you can't go a day without making a choice, right? And so it's extremely important to really develop our understanding of what choices mean to us as individuals, as a community, as those who share space with others. When it comes to our choices, I always also say, you go to school and you take years of school and learning, and nobody really teaches you about choices.
Right.
But the moment you make a bad one or a tough one, right, you find yourself in a pickle, right? And so we try to do the work of really helping individuals understand the power of their choices, the impact that the choices that we make as individuals and how it impacts, family and community, and the broader scope of things. And so choices is really foundational. It's meaty work. And all of it is really about us looking at us and doing the work from within so that we impact and influence others. So choices is foundational. And then we talk about leadership. We believe it all kind of begins and ends with leadership. Whether you're leading those that you don't know who are watching you and learning from you, or you're leading yourself, right? And we always say the first part of leadership is being able to lead ourselves as we lead others. Energy, obviously, about our association and the energy that we give to others and the energy that we receive on a daily basis in relationship, in connection, and how, whether it's people, places, or things that we're connected to and growing with and developing with, how the energy influences and impacts us on a day-to-day basis. And then we talk about attitude, right? Attitude is the only thing that we can control each and every day, right? And so, we really focus on, having people to really think about the attitude that they have going into a day, the attitude that they have when they're wrapping up a day, and throughout the day, their interactions, their engagements, their relationships that they're building. But your attitude is the only thing that you can consistently control. And then the last one is obviously now. We say no opportunities wasted, right? We try to encourage people to act now, act immediately. When you recognize and see that there's an opportunity for you to become better, to do greater, right? Act now.
So who do you primarily reach? Who is this primarily for?
Yeah, so the work that we're doing here in Hardin County, extremely excited to be able to do this work through the Fatherhood Initiative, through the state of Ohio. In this space, focusing on our fathers, the importance of, those choices, leadership, energy, attitude, and now as fathers, and what that looks like, as we support and run our households, as we support our communities, and you know, developing young people and each other, you know, being able to really understand how those components align with fatherhood as a whole.
Yeah. So the choices you make, you choose to become a father, right? I mean, that's it starts there.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. You choose. You know, we have a saying that we say, even if you choose not to get out of bed today, you made a choice, right? And so, you know, fatherhood is it's a choice that we make, right? To do the work of being a father. Right. Of not just showing up and being present, but being a present, right. Being a gift to those that we're connected to, whether it's our children, those that we choose to have and bring children into this world with, and those that our children and the young people that we're developing through fatherhood and leadership. That we're connected to as well.
And I know that you had some workshops recently, correct? Having to do with fatherhood?
Yeah. So a number of different workshops, and we'll consistently be having, you know, engagement throughout the community in different locations and spaces, you know, showing up to create opportunities to connect with fathers around housing assistance and financial education, workforce development, opportunities, entrepreneurship, and just educational support, as well as reentry support, right? We got a number of fathers who, you know, find themselves incarcerated, who want to come back home and develop solid relationships with their families and their loved ones. And so we also offer a lot of support and work with that population as well.
Very important, isn't it, that one? Because a lot of times you do your time, you made a choice, you got sentenced for it, you did your time. Now you deserve a second chance, and that's really what this is about.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we think about you know, the opportunities that are given when we have a second chance, but the reality is that when you get a second chance, but if you haven't changed your mindset, if you haven't gotten the tools that you need, you find yourself circling right back. Yeah. Right. And so we do that obviously that reentry work and helping to support with the mindset shift and also the tangible tools, you know, that fathers and men need to reenter back into society, to reenter back into households and in community in a healthy way.
I saw that one of the workshops was for credit repair. And I think that that's so important to get your credit back. I mean, sometimes that's really overlooked, isn't it?
It is. It's an extremely valuable asset and tool that we utilize. You know, we started really working on financial education and adding that to the tool chest when COVID hit. Before COVID, we were in correctional facilities and in different institutions all around the state of Ohio. But obviously when COVID hit, we weren't able to get in there. And so we start, you know, our visionary and leader and founder, Antonio Smith, start to have a conversation around what are some of the tangible things that, you know, individuals who are currently incarcerated, those who are coming home, what's a tool and a resource that they could use that we could begin to teach and to share even in the virtual space. And it was centered around financial education. We realized that, you know, individual coming home or individual who's at home, you know, whether you're trying to skill and scale up or you're coming back home to reenter into society, one of the first things that they're going to do is for you to be able to get a car, you know, an apartment, a house, whatever it is, they're going to look at your credit. Right. And so we've taken a stance and an opportunity to be able to really develop and support people to understand the power of credit, but then to help them clean it up and put them in a really good situation so that they can move forward with understanding that credit repair and development as well.
How many people have you talked to and reached, Jasper, that said gosh, I didn't know. Nobody told me this.
Yeah, Dennis, it's an everyday thing, right? We're talking about, you know, thousands of folks, you know, across multiple different platforms and work that we engage with on a regular basis that say, hey, I never knew that, you know, I never even knew that you could do this to your credit. I never knew that, you know, you could change the way you think about your experiences. I thought, you know, life was just what happens to you. You know, didn't know that you could reposition yourself and restructure yourself and even help to redesign your situation. And that's a lot of the work that we do in that space. And so the light bulb, as we always say, consistently goes off for folks to say, hey, I never knew that. I wish somebody would have taught me this, you know, before I made some of the choices that I've made before. I probably wouldn't have made those choices.
It's interesting, though. It seems, you know, Clean isn't blaming anything on anybody else, and it's not putting blame on anyone, but it does start with the individual. You have a choice. It starts with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. It, you know, and it's important to start with that, right? Because at the end of the day, if we don't take ownership of our own choices, then we never get to learn from them, right? We never get to build on them. You know, we start with the individual and really develop from there. And it's the reason why choices is the first component, because we've got to look within, yeah, right? And we've got to do the work from within to help us support ourselves and others to grow. And to be able to move forward.
So I think when you said you go back to pre-COVID days, it seems like Clean has been a well-kept secret. How did you, I mean, you've reached these people, you've talked to some of these people before, right? I mean, so this has been going on a while. Talk about the success story, if you would. I mean, some of the people that you work with, I love to hear about success stories.
Yeah, Dennis, we've got a lot of that. Yeah. You know, we are we've been extremely blessed to be able to support so many people. You know, with being able to, you know, to obviously get that, have that light switch to go off, whether it's individuals who are currently and even still incarcerated, or individuals who've come home. And also to those who work in the space, we do a lot of professional development work, and kind of really that's how kind of we got started within the space, working with judges and parole officers and legislators in the space, and helping them to think differently and take these same kind of tools from an approach of how we serve and how we support and how we lead and, you know, and develop people. You know, we've consistently been able to see that growth and development from individuals who've been able to come home and, you know, worked on their credit while they've been incarcerated. We've seen individuals we've helped them start LLCs and businesses while they've been incarcerated and come home and run successful businesses to supporting their family and, you know, actually taking their family members and putting them in their business and other individuals to create opportunity in their community and in their families as well. You know, we've seen, you know, families come together and really heal and consistently do the work of looking within and working from within to support the whole entire family. You know, we've consistently seen individuals who work in the space for the light bulb to come on and say, man, I never thought about that, right? I've always maybe seen it from a punitive perspective, you know, and instead of aligning it to potential and purpose for individuals who've made a mistake or made a choice and now being able to help them, you know, turn the curve. And so we've seen so much success over the years and consistently see that success from workforce opportunities to, like I said, you know, the whole entire family healing, relationships being recentered, you know, individuals seeing themselves grow over time, and having a plan and setting goals and reaching those goals over time. And so we're extremely excited about the success, but we also understand that with success comes more trials.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Comes yeah. You know, sometimes we feel like we're not being successful because, you know, we see individuals who revisit some of those old habits sometimes, but a part of the success is them doing the work of showing up to work on themselves, of coming to, you know, the sessions and the courses and cohorts to build relationships and figure out how they can do better, even if they've made a mistake. I think it's a beautiful thing when individuals find themselves, you know, making mistakes or falling again, but the opportunity to grab a hand and stand up and say, hey, I'm back at it all over again. And the Clean Team is here to support and help folks to do that.
How many people have gone through this, Jasper, and are now giving back or helping out or encouraging others?
Yeah, Dennis. I think I mentioned, now we're talking about, you know, close to over almost a decade here of work that we've been doing in the community, in the correctional spaces. And so we've seen thousands of fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, community members go through, you know, our program and do the work. Right. And so it's a major blessing, man. We're always running into people and running into people that we don't know that are connected to the people that have gone through our programs and talk about the work that that they've been able to do to redirect and redesign and stand up after falling. And so we say, you know, change your mess into a message. And so we see so many people who've taken their mess and they turn into a message, and now they're supporting others or encouraging others and taking the toolkits and the curriculum and sitting down with their families and their children and walking them through the same exact thing.
And a lot of times it is breaking a cycle, isn't it? I mean, like, you don't want to pass this on to your children. Mm. And breaking that cycle is important.
Yeah, it really is. And so I'll always say that breaking the cycle is actually just creating a new one, mm-hmm. right? Obviously cycles are not designed or created to be broken, but I think that breaking happens in the midst of reframing and retraining and reprogramming ourselves to create new cycles, yeah. right? To create new programming, to create new habits. We talk about watching our watch, right? Our words, our actions, our thoughts, our character, and our habits. And they all align. And as we, you know, develop and build in those and we reprogram ourselves, we are breaking those cycles and creating new ones for those that follow.
I want to talk about clean and what is coming up before we run out of time. What's on the horizon for clean?
Yeah, so continue to do this fatherhood work, partnering with the community. We're extremely excited about the support of the business community. Being able to connect with the service community as well, and social support within the community, being able to identify fathers who are connected to other programming, partnering with other programs and other resources, whether it be through the courts, whether it be through community organizations that we're going to be partnering with, just to be able to bring light to the community around the importance of fatherhood, how we support the development of fatherhood, and being able to heal in that space and do the work within the community as well.
And what about fundraising? How is CLEAN funded?
Yeah, so we have a number of funding partners. Obviously, the state of Ohio funds us through the Fatherhood Initiative, mm-hmm. In this work, and so. You know, as we're able to work in different counties throughout the state of Ohio, to support fathers, the Fatherhood Initiative, funds and supports that work, so that we can obviously continue to connect the dots, heal, when it comes to the father and the families and the communities, and identify support and pathways for those fathers and families as well.
For people listening, I mean, they're thinking that they've never heard of CLEAN before. It's like, how can they help you and your cause? What can our average listener do to help CLEAN?
Yeah, so, you know, we always say, connect the dots, right? And so if you know a father who may be looking for a support group, a father who may just, you know, want to be in a space where and in a community where they know that someone's listening without blame, or, you know, just in a space to support them through the process of fathering. There's no book for this, right? There's no book for parenting and fathering. There's a number of books for that, but we always use that as a phrase. Is most of the time when you become a father, you become a parent, they don't hand you a book and say, read this, all the answers are there, right?
No operating manual.
No operating manual, not at all. And so we say, hey, you know, we encourage people to reach out. We have a 24/7 call and text message that we use, where people can reach out to us through call or text at 614-642-4700. That's 642-4700 at 614. And then also too, people can visit us at the website, www.ohiofathers.com. That's www.ohiofathers.com. And then if you've got a question and you know, you want to know some more, you can also email us at team@cleanenterprises.us. That's CLEAN, Clean Enterprises, ENTERPRISES.us. So you got our phone number there, right? You've got our email contact, and then obviously you can look us up at the website for OhioFathers.com for the work that we're doing around fatherhood with the Fatherhood Commission.
Social media presence, I would assume everybody's on Facebook. I mean, right?
yes, for sure. You can follow us on at the CLEAN Way, right? At the CLEAN Way, on social media platforms, obviously Instagram and Facebook, right? We've got a number of videos and different interactions that we use in the social media space to stay connected to individuals who've gone through our program, and obviously do outreach from that way as well. But in any way, shape, or form, the ability to reach out and connect, and you can stop by, you know, a number of different community organizations and spaces, and just ask for the CLEAN Fatherhood form or pamphlet there that has a QR code with all the information there that you can reach out and connect with us on.
You know, the problem with a 25-minute program, Jasper, is it goes too fast. And I feel like you just scratched the surface here. So will you come back and visit again sometime? Keep us in the loop.
Will do, Dennis. We really appreciate you opening up the doors, allowing us to speak and connect with the community and the listeners, right, here in Hardin County. And so we're excited about being here. We're excited about the work that we're going to be doing, and looking forward to partnering with any and all who are willing to do this work.
And let me see how good. Choices, leadership, energy, attitude, now.
Dennis, you've got it.
All right.
You're ready.
All right, there you go. Jasper Person from the CLEAN team. Jasper, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Dennis. We appreciate you and look forward to coming back again.
Will do.